like something in my throat. So I don't worry. Keys, planner, notebook, textbooks for tomorrow, workbook, and files. Okay, that's great. Charger, portable charger, earphone, box. Okay, green. And mittens. Nice. And that's gonna finish boiling, I think. Okay. Oh, I can finally go to bed. Scoop. Glasses. There. Oh my god. I'll tell us a light, okay? Goes the train. Why is it so long? What time is it? Oh Jesus. What time is it? 10:36. That's kind of earlier for us at least. I know. 1 o'clock is usually our favorite time to sleep. But no, I'm too tired. As the Japanese say, tsukareta. Oh my god, did I hit you? I'm so sorry. just so tired. Yeah, I would love to cuddle. Please. Love me. Okay. Hi. Yeah, I put a bit of lip balm on. Tastes like cherry. In the rain, if I may add. In the fucking rain. No, because usually practice is from like 6 to like 7:30. But then today, like the room that we usually book was like already reserved. And next booking, the next opening slot was like at 8. And it would end at 9:30. Which means that if I ended at 9:30, I would have just gotten home. And taking a shower and everything, but I would have gone to sleep 12. And I still have like a Japanese test tomorrow. So I really couldn't like come back too late and like kill myself over it, you know? So yeah. There were two practices. So one was like in the park at 6 to 7:30, and the other one would be in the room from 8 to 9:30. So I went for the 6 to 7:30 one, and it was raining. I got rained on while dancing. It was so cold. Okay, it wasn't that cold, but still. I think today is just not my day. Not really. I put more flight. I submitted an article, and I got sent back saying that like I need to make like major edits, and then I danced in the rain. Oh, and like my eyeliner broke, so. I can't get another one until Wednesday. I know, it's like super trivial, but still. Yeah, I know I'm not supposed to roll my eyes, because my eyes are worse, but I'm so tired. My eyes are itchy. Oh, I haven't set my alarm yet. Hold on. Let's see. Go wake up at 6:26, okay? Yeah, I gotta leave the house at about like 8. And then, because my class starts at 9. Yeah, Japanese. No, I took pictures of like the vocabulary, so I can study on the train tomorrow. Damn, life sucks. I should set another one just in case. Knowing me, I'll go full back asleep. It was 6:26. I should set another 4. Wait, I have an alarm, you stupid bitch. 6:46, yes. And I'll put the snooze in. Damn. Please work. It really is quite early, huh? Since like the trains are still running. Homework? I'm done. Yeah, I finished my history homework. And for lit, I've done like up to the required like or at least like the page that I was supposed to at least read up to. Like all in like 2 hours. No, I was kind of like shook. Yeah, cause we're doing the tale of Kenji, and it's not going closer. Okay. Yeah, there. On you. Yeah. Is that comfortable for you? No. Not like we've gotten off and it would have been your personal problem. But yeah, Tale of Kenji. Dude has some serious Oedipus complex. Like, his mom passed away when he was like 3 in Japanese age. That made him like at a 201, because he usually add 1 or 2 years to it, you know. So he never knew his mom aside from the fact that like his father, the emperor, loved her very much. And the emperor actually found a new like wife or like concubine who looked exactly like his dead mom, or rather resembled the same his mother like greatly, and so Kenji fell in love with the idea of his mom as well as like this duplicate, and he decided that was his ideal woman. And later on, he meets a child who looks just, or who looks so similar to his mother. And it turns out that this child is actually the concubine's niece. Yeah, I think it was niece. Yeah, they were somewhat related. And he fucking kidnaps her. Like, what? Yeah, and he grooms her. He grooms her to become, like, his ideal woman and marries her. And in the meantime, like, he's already married to another woman who he doesn't really give a shit about, but she's, like, the best character. That turns out, she also fucked the concubine. No, not she, but, like, he also fucked the concubine. Yeah. I'm just in awe, like, I'm shocked, honestly. Yeah, that happened of a mini freak out to, like, my friend. I just kept texting her about it, and she was like, oh god, this is what, like, damn, people of the Heian Empire were wild, and so yeah, Oedipus complex, pedophilia because of the child. Even if it wasn't my blood, ancestral. Yeah, that was quite entertaining to read. I still have like 10 pages left, I think. 10 to 15 pages left. Oh, are you pressing down on my shoulder? Yeah. No, it feels good. I know that's a lot. Okay, I'll get off you. Was your day? That sounds good. Yeah, I'm jealous. Oh god, so loud. That sucks about living in an apartment complex. The walls are so fucking thin. Me? Falling asleep? Oh yeah. Obviously. I'm so tired. Oh god. So you know, like, if your eyes are sore and then you close them and you just like start crying on its own. You know, that's what's happening. Yeah. Hmm.